नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं सोऽजयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतीर्नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। चैप्टर 14 इज टाइटल्ड एज The forest of enjoyment. So text 11, the meter is not very clear, so we'll read the word to word like His Holiness Devamrit Maharaj did yesterday. Kvachet, sometimes, uluka, of the owl, jilli, and the cricket, svanavat, exactly like intolerable sounds. Atiparusha, extremely piercing. Rabhasha, by perseverance. Atopam, agitation. Pratyaksham, directly. Paroksham, indirectly. Va, or ripu, of enemies. Rajakula, and of government officers. Nirbharsitena, by chastisement. Ativyatitha, very aggrieved. Karna Mula Hridaya, whose ear and heart. Translation Pachala Prabhupada ki. Sometimes the conditioned soul is very aggrieved by the chastisement of his enemies and government servants who use harsh words against him directly or indirectly. At that time his heart and ears become very saddened. Such chastisement may be compared to the sounds of owls and crickets. Purport. There are different types of enemies within this world, within this material world. The government chastises one due to not paying income taxes. Such criticism, direct or indirect, saddens one. And sometimes the conditioned soul tries to counteract that chastisement. Unfortunately, he cannot do anything. Sorry, the port is over. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadamahyam. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatripatam Maham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. Vanchakalpataro Bhyascha Pasindu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Sometimes the conditioned soul is very aggrieved by the chastisement of his enemies and government servants who use harsh words against him directly or indirectly. At that time, his heart and ears become very saddened. Such chastisement may be compared to the sounds of owls and crickets. Does children know how to make sound of owl? Anyone can make? Anyone knows? I don't know. I didn't get time. Otherwise, I wanted to go to YouTube and see how owl sounds. Try to make that noise here. I don't think it's very pleasant. Sound of an owl. Okay. But we hear it every day in office. Sounds of owls and crickets. Nothing new. Better to hear an owl. Anyway, we'll talk about it today. So, in this particular section, which is called as the forest of material enjoyment, you are wondering, why do I have these notes in my hand? Being a grihastha, why can't I speak about forest of material enjoyment? Because we live it every day. Right? So, there is no need of notes. But sometimes it's better to, so that we don't go overboard. Because there is so much that will come out of the heart now. We have to restrain ourselves, keep it to the scope. So this is a very emotional topic for any householder. Forest of material enjoyment. So Jad Bharat is now in this section continuing to instruct Rahuguna on how this material world is very troublesome. There is an eternal struggle for existence in this material world. So here instructions are given by Jad Bharat to Rahuguna on how conditioned souls are attacked by the enemies and the government. Specifically that is being focused here. Now, human being wants to enjoy life. Make money, have nice car, buy house, do negative reverse gearing. So, buy second car, buy third house to pay out the first mortgage. Buy second house for retirement so that some income comes. So, this is a thing which everybody is in this whole loop, right? In this country. Specifically, because interest rates are low, you can't do anything. You can't put money in fixed deposit and expect to get 6% per annum. Not possible here. So therefore, there is no other way but to do all these things. And then we are always praying that, oh my God, I have bought so many houses. Now what if there is a real estate crash? All my retirement plans will go for a toss. Whatever house I have also I have to sell. And then again I have to go and apply for a job outside, saying that I have arrived now. At the age of 60 I have come. Please take me. What skill sets can I upgrade at 60 years old? So obviously, this is a nonsensical society we live in right now. So though humans desire to enjoy happiness, but they are frustrated and you can't do anything. Can't do anything. So we see in this world, the legal system, the administrative system, the tax system and the corporate machinery. All of these systems give kicks to the human being. They kick the human being. And they impede the human being's march towards his or her spiritual goals. Or material goals, sorry. Forget about spiritual goals. They are not even talking about it. Even material goals can't be fulfilled. So, now therefore, the noise which is created here is compared to the noise of owls and crickets. So the owl noise is obviously, I'm thinking, because owl is a night bird, so when it makes noise, it must be very fearful. No? Pari, how does it sound? Ow! Something like that? I don't know. I'm just guessing. Anyone can do YouTube and make a sound, it will be good. We can get, what is that called as experiential learning? Right? So this is the owl sound, very fearful, producing fear in the heart, night time. And then the cricket noise. Cricket noise is what? Irritating, like the noise of voice of our boss on Monday morning. Irritating noise. How's it going? How was your weekend? How was weekend? Weekend was good without you. Wish I had all weekends only and never see your face again. Because your cricket noise is irritating. You know that, no? How's that? Something like that. I can't make that noise, but it's like irritating. It's on the trees, it will come in the evening also. It comes. It doesn't go, it's there in the background all the time. It's always there in the background like that. And you can't do anything. You go and find where it is, you won't know where it is. It's coming from everywhere. So this is an irritating noise and it is a fearful noise. And it's a frustrating noise. So this is the noise of the material world. This is called as Adi Bhautika misery. There are three types of misery. There are anyway four miseries: birth, disease, old age and death. On top of that, there are three more: Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik and Adi Daivika. Adhyatmik misery is caused by one's own mind. Adi Bhautika misery caused by other living entities, even when you are okay. And Adi Daivika misery is caused by the act of demigods. So, this is extremely difficult to live in this world with all these miseries. How they harass us. The legal system, especially in India, I think it's there in most parts of the world, but more so in India, the legal system is only available for the rich people. It's not there for the poor. The common man doesn't have anything called legal system, right? There's nothing possible. It's not. You just pay and you get justice in this world. That's all. You have to pay the judge out. So, when Mahatma Gandhi himself was in jail, they said that, okay, do you want to hire a lawyer? So he said, what will I do with a lawyer? Because the system is already very biased. Previously, the kings used to give justice on the spot. But now, it takes years and years for a case. There was one, I remember, one case is there where the girl was found dead. What is that called? Arushi case in Delhi, right? That case today also is going on. And I don't know how long it is, 15 years. The girl died and she must have gone next lifetime and I don't know whether she will also get grandchildren in the next lifetime. But the case in India will keep going. That is our beautiful legal system, right? So it keeps on going and going. And there are ways of delaying and manipulating this particular system. In fact, so many Bollywood movies are only on this theme. How the legal system has been, tweaked like that. So the jiva is extremely fearful. You don't know how these systems will change and why something is happening in this whole legal system. You don't know. For example, many years back, because I come from Bombay. Bombay is the land of gundas, and where I lived also, some of my schoolmates, they went into what is called as joint criminal gangs. Okay, and some of them have got, they died. Two of my friends died in what is called as encounter deaths. Friends, when I say, you will say, hey, who are these friends of yours? No. Friends, listen, they were in my school. Okay, so two of them died because of encounter deaths, because they went into the wrong path in their life. Actually, they were good blokes. We used to actually play cricket in the gully, like that. But both of them died. Because whenever police used to come, they used to run away from that place. Otherwise, they'll be batting. Suddenly, he's gone. And you don't know how they disappear. They had this knack of doing this. Okay? I actually seen two of my friends like this. So, in India, what they did was, when the underworld became very powerful, and what happened was that the politicians and the industrialists were also very powerful. The industrialists used to give money to the underworld and the industrialists used to give money to the politicians in the form of what is that called as party campaigning payments and all that. So that then policies will be found by the government which is conducive to running that particular industry. And then what used to happen? When a righteous person, okay, so-called union leader or someone raises his voice, genuinely for the upliftment of the workers, what will happen? Simply the industrialist will get in contact with the underworld and bump him off. Like that. The common man will also not get justice. So what used to happen was, from the same set of poor people, people became police inspectors. And they have seen how the system harasses them because they have come up from the jhopadpattis, they call it as the hutments in Bombay, right? These people came up and they became police officers. When they became police officers, they came out with an idea. They said, if we can't eliminate these hoodlums through the normal route, let us do a different route. What is that called as? Encounter deaths. No? That came about. Because humans tried to form their own system. Now this encounter system was working very nicely for some time. Because what happened was, every criminal in Bombay was extremely scared. Because then the police, what they used to do? They'll catch the criminal. They can't officially, go to the court and all. If you go to the court, then you are finished. Nothing will happen. The criminal will come out. So what they should do? They should catch the criminal at some random point in time. And for that, they had informers. And then they'll put them on the van. And they'll tell them, okay, now you... They open the van and they say, now you run. And they'll put a gun in his hand. And they'll say, And they'll make him to fire one or two rounds. And then as he's running, they'll shoot him. And then they'll say that he fired at us and therefore we fired in retaliation and therefore he died. So even the criminals got very, you know, scared. This is very similar to Bhagavatam when Vena was there. Because when Vena came, anarchy was ruling in the world. And Vena was a crazy fellow. But still, they said that at least Vena is there. Better there is some ruler who is a despot rather than no ruler at all. Because no ruler means anarchy. But at least with the ruler, you will have despotism. Despotism is one level lesser than anarchy, which is acceptable still in society. So here, this kind of things happened. And now what happened? This encounter system became such a authorized system after some time that recently we saw a very terrifying case in Bombay wherein one of these encounter specialists, he developed a desire that I should get promoted and I should be called as the best ever cop. Like for example, you know, we see that in movies, no, what is that? There was a movie. Who was that fellow? Beverly Hills Cop, which I saw many years back. Who was that? What is it? Eddie Murphy? Yeah. Eddie Murphy, right? Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop. Like that. So everyone wants to become a very recognized cop in his life. So this guy, what he did was, he staged a whole drama wherein he took a vehicle with arms and ammunition outside the house of a big industrialist. He staged it and then he apparently, whoever gave him that particular car, he bumped that fellow off also. The police killing that man. He bumped that fellow off who gave him the vehicle. And then he staged the whole drama to show that, and he created artificial situation to show that he has captured some people and killed them. And that's how he solved the whole case. But actually he himself has planted the whole case. This is police doing it. So this is our legal machinery. Especially in Mumbai, this is how it is operating. So people have lost complete faith in the system. People don't know why what is happening. Then there is a nuisance of the Bollywood stars. There is one Bollywood star, I don't want to name because I'm on speaker, but everyone knows. This fellow, in his drunken stupor, he drove his, what is that called as? That huge, what is that called? A very expensive vehicle.
Land cruiser.
You can imagine how heavy vehicle it is. He ran over the Hutman dwellers, poor people sleeping on the pavement. He just ran over them and there are so many of them who died because he was drunk and he ran over at full speed on top of them. They were sleeping. They didn't have anywhere to go. They were Hutman dwellers. Not even huts. They didn't have huts. Even at huts, you can sleep in a hut. They were pavement dwellers. Right? And he ran over them. And what happened? Nothing happened to him. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Just case after case after case. And then he somehow paid off his driver. He threatened his driver saying that you tell them that you are driving. He paid off the driver. Otherwise he said, if you say yes, your family will be taken care of. If you say no, you will be bumped off anyway, your family will not be taken care of. So this is the kind of threat. And therefore he started accepting first I did, then he said that I didn't do. Then everybody is confused. By that time the case has gone, another case has come in the headlines. Media also, he can pay off the media. So that the media focuses on some other case. Like that. So this nonsense is going on. So people are harassed in this world. The common man doesn't have any place to go for law. And today, that same fellow who mowed down these people ruthlessly and twisted the system, he creates a t-shirt and calls it as being human. His brand is called as being human. After doing all kinds of inhuman things. Right? So this is hypocrisy going on. So Kali Yuga is a... And then if we say that no, why is the world like this? The world is designed to be like this. Kali Yuga is an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. It is meant, it is. Krishna has designed this world to be like that. The question is whether we want to live in this world or not. That is our choice. If we keep on complaining about this world, nothing is going to happen. It is said when you look up and spit, then what happens? The spit will fall on your own face. So what is the point in complaining? Because the gravity is designed to bring back everything that you send up. So there is no point in keeping on lamenting and complaining about why things are as such in this world. No point. Intelligence means we escape this world. Don't come back into this material world. So this is our legal system, our administration system. Another beautiful system is there. Especially I can talk about India. Administrative system means they have this registration office. If you go there, best place to go. You know, when you want to sell a house, you go to the registration office. Now the way they conduct themselves has changed over the period. They have become more organized in their corruption. Earlier it was Raganuga corruption. Now it is Vaidhi corruption. In difference with the rules and regulations. Right? But corruption is there. Earlier, I remember when I bought a property in India many years back, that time, you know, our Radha Gopina temple, they said that there is another temple that is going to come in Thane, this place. And all of us bought. Eventually that temple said that no, we are not building the temple. And we are stuck with that property. Which with great difficulty, you know, one could sell, right, in this COVID market. But anyway, when I bought that property new, I went to the office. So there was one agent. He said, "Yeah." I said, "How's?" He took me to one corner. He said, "I will take care." Inside, I said, "What you will take care?" I said, "There is a document. There is a registration that has to be done." "You don't understand," he said. He said, "I will take care. You don't take tension." And then he showed me also. See that man? Yeah, he's been coming since 3 days. And he's being sent back. They will look at like this. They'll say, "Signature is not good. Wife is here." "No, wife is at home. Go and get signature again. Ink is not clear." "What will you do? You can't do anything. Stop." Again, the fellow has to take leave from office and come again to the registration office. Next day they will say, "Font is not proper." That is how they will talk to you. Right? Something they will tell and they will send you back. So fellow will get frustrated. So what you do? There are touts who are outside. They are people inside only. So you have to pay this fellow. And he will say, "Administration cost." "Administration cost." So then you pay this fellow some 3000 rupees. And you know then what happened? He said, "Don't worry. Ho jayega, kaam." He said, "Your work will be done." He took me inside. And how it operates, you know, he goes to the first desk. Then this fellow, "Sir, document." That fellow will look up. "Huh? What happened?" In Hindi or Marathi, they say, "Kai, kai lawala." "Kai, this document is missing." And then he will look that side. And I'm thinking, why is he looking that side? When he actually looks that side, this fellow will open his drawer and put the first note. And then close the note. And then he will say, "Ah, chalo, chalo, ja, go. And then he says, okay. Then he will go to the next desk. Again the same thing. Drawer will be opened. One note inside. Drawer to drawer, I saw this with my own eyes. And this is how registration happens. And then I was out in 2 hours. And this fellow very proudly says, "Are you happy with my services that I provided?" This is called as end-to-end services. Which even Deloitte Consulting cannot do in this world. End-to-end. You are in, you are out. So this is how it is. In fact, nowadays they even arrange, you know, registration. "Okay, we'll come and pick you up also from your house." This is the offer I got. They will bring a car, they'll pick you up from your house and they'll drop you back also. Why, you know? Because most people who have this property, they are NRIs. Their parents are in India. Parents are old. Parents cannot go to registration office. On top of that, COVID is there, right? So nowadays they are offering end-to-end services. They will come, they'll say, "Father doesn't have to do anything. You just pay some little extra. Natsta pani," they say. Fuel and other things on top of that. You pay everything, fully done. Now, after 10 years, I thought the system would have changed. And actually it changed. I was very surprised. I asked, "Nowadays the note business goes inside the drawer. Everything is very clean. You enter the office, nobody takes money." I said, "Very good. Satya Yoga has come." They said, "Little difference is there." I said, "What?" I went to this place. This is Thane Municipal Office. Okay. So I went there and I was told, "Sir, office, where is the office?" They said, "You stand on this road," they said. I said, "Road? Why I stand here? Office is there. Why I should stand on the road?" They said, no. "First we will go to consultant." I said, "Consultants? Okay." Then I saw left, Ganesh Private Consultants Limited. One small office with a printer and something. 2-3 people are sitting inside. Then I said, "What do I do with this, Ganesh?" I said, "Sir, payment here, sir." One-stop payment. You don't have to go desk to desk. It's easy for you, you know. It's like PayPal, you know. One place you pay and, you know, it goes. And what is this, Ganesh? This fellow will draft a legal agreement. Okay. And you don't know what it is because it is in regional language. You have no idea what is written there. You have to first give them in English. Then they will translate into regional language. And then you don't know what the hell they are writing there. Okay. Then all that they will draft for you. And what happens, you know, their fees for drafting a document which you have typed and given them, they are, what they are doing, they are only using a language converter and taking printout. For that they charge me 5000 rupees. 5000 rupees for that, which in India is reasonable money. Okay. The job is hardly one printout, 5 minute job, 5000 rupees. Okay. Then I said, "What is this 5000 rupees? So, "Sir, administrative service, sir. Andar bhi dena padta na," they said. "Inside we have to give." So what happens, this Ganesh fellow, and I asked him, this fellow, I just asked him, "How you started this business?" He said, "I was working inside earlier." This is more remunerative. Here I get from inside as well as from outside. Like in Bhagavatam, it's within and without. Everywhere you get money from. So this is like that. Okay. This is our wonderful, you know, legal administrative machinery. Then we have our education system. That's another joke. Okay. in education system, when I wanted to do my MBA, I was told my college has got 120 seats. Of course, 50,000 people apply. That's a different thing. Okay. But I was told that because it's a prestigious school, so it's got 120 seats. Okay. But when I actually applied, I was told there are only 42 seats. I said, why? 120 are there. Because they said others are reserved for the backward class, this class, that class. Okay. Then I said, how does it work? Because I remember in 12th, I wanted to get into a particular institute, okay, as an engineering. But despite my marks, when I went there, I did not get that admission. But I know one of my schoolmates, and I had a reasonable percentage, I don't want to say it now. But I had a reasonable merit to get in. But one of my friends, he got 46%. Now you know what is 46%. 46%, I'm not joking, 46 out of 100. And you know what he got? Medical seat. I asked, and he's telling me, this fellow, Milia, said, you, medical seat? I said, yeah, why? Because I am from this caste. Okay. Now, what happens, while the people of that caste may be very happy that our caste is getting medical seat, tomorrow when you are sick, your own caste fellow will come and operate on your body. That time they will realize. Without merit, you are becoming a doctor. So what, tomorrow if there is a surgery and that fellow comes on the table? Because everywhere the system is like that, right? So meritocracy is going out. Now if you voice against this meritocracy, they will tell you we were oppressed in the past. And they are not wrong. They were oppressed in the past because of some rascals who used to call them as Brahmanas. And they used to say, you people are not allowed here. So some people oppress someone. Now those people are oppressing them. Now this fellow will again oppress that fellow. Again this fellow will oppress that fellow. This cycle will keep going and on. Like owls and crickets. This noise will never stop. Because our identity is based on caste, color, creed, language, state. As long as these identities remain and policies are made based on these identities, the world will remain a hopeless place. Okay. Somebody will say I am disadvantaged, and or somebody's disadvantage will be somebody's advantage, and then later on that person's disadvantage will be this fellow's advantage. So that is how it will go on, and this will only create hatred and enmity in society. So this is the state of the material world. Then we come to our taxation and fee system. That is another beautiful system that we have, even in Australia, for example. So just to live, I was doing some financial planning. I had put a sheet, few years back I did this. I put an Excel sheet and said, where are my expenses going? When will I retire? When I put the expense sheet, it was amazing. Just to live under one roof, what all you have to pay. Just to live under one roof, okay? First is the stamp duty. Correct? The moment you buy a property, you may say, I got a very good deal. But after that, another 50,000 goes in stamp duty only. And you have to wait till the market picks up if you want to sell the property to just get back your stamp duty first of all. That will take some years, okay, in the current market. Of course, now it's all going up. Okay. So stamp duty you pay. Then you have to pay a loan fee to the bank. Then you have to pay mortgage. Then when you start living, you have to pay body corporate. Then you have to pay council rates. Then you have to pay land tax. On top of that, then you have to pay home and contents insurance. As I was putting it, I was thinking, where is my money going? One. And I thought it was just mortgage initially. Home and contents insurance. Then someone told me, what if you become unemployed? Take unemployment insurance. One consultant came home. Unemployment insurance. Then they said, what happened if you become disabled? The disability insurance. That you have to pay. Then someone said, what if you... In Hindi, we said, tull ho gaya. Yeah, what if you go back, then death insurance, family will get some benefit, right? So much gets added to your monthly cost of staying under one roof. This is the governmental system. Then, for car when you buy, again you pay the usual GST, whatever. Then it starts, then you think that car means only fuel, but it's not fuel. Fuel anyway you have to pay, that's a variable cost. But whether you, even if you don't drive 1 kilometer also, then what you pay? Registration, right? Then you have to pay insurance for the car insurance. Then you have to pay for repairs. And these repairs, you can say, we will drive very safely, all of us, very nice. We'll look left, we'll look right, we'll do mirror check, this, that, that check. But some rascal will come from behind and bang you, your car. This is what happened. I bought a new car in January. some fellow banged from behind, hardly, you know, 20 days old. You can imagine the pain in my heart. They said, dekh dekh ke liya. The color, so nicely it was. The bumper was gone. Right? 15 days, 20 days within buying. Okay? And then after that, 1 month the car, or the 20 days the insurance, garage, you know. After that it came back. After that again some fellow fanned on the front side. Front bumper gone. Right? What happened? I got detached. Viraktim anyatra karoti pumsam. Detachment. This material world will detach you. Like that. So, and now what happens is, one day what happened, when I was entering, after, like this only, I gave some class and something, and my parents were also there at that time. This was in 2014 or something like that. So my mother could not walk, so I had to go right till my own parking, and then I took a ground floor flat only for that reason, so my mother can just walk inside. So I found one car parked there. And that fellow is gone. And I'm sitting outside, I don't know, someone has parked in my parking. And then I waited, I honked for some time. Then after some 5-7 minutes, one bloke comes out. And then I told him, why have you parked in my parking slot? And he's telling me, just keep your mouth shut. First of all, he has parked in my parking slot. I just asked him, why you have parked? And then he started abusing me with F words. Right? And I said, what's going on here? And then obviously I lost my head. Okay, I should have kept my cool at least. Then I also lost my head. Right? Of course, we don't use the other word, but I told him that, you know, I also lost my head. And then you have made a mistake, and then you have done this. And blah, 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 both of them, crickets and owls, right? Fighting with each other. And then he left. He took the car back, he left. But after that, trust me, 4 times my car tire was punctured. 4 times. Each time, he ensured that I had to pay for the full tire. $200 or $150 multiplied by 4, $600 out. So this is called as miseries by other living entities. And then I was told that he's a druggie and he's a crazy man. Right? I cannot do anywhere because he just does that. Thankfully he didn't scratch the car. Otherwise I have to go to, what is it called as? Body, what do you call that? Panel beater. That fellow will not talk less than $1,000 if you go to his shop. He could have just taken a knife and scratched. Thankfully he didn't do that. When the 4th puncture happened, then I walked up to him one day and I said, hey mate, how are you? I said. And then he was not expecting me to say that. Hey, how are you, man? Hey, I'm so sorry about that. I said, hey, it's okay, okay, okay. After that, the puncture stopped. Because I realized, unless I do Trinadapi Sunijan in front of him, I only have to keep paying and I will never be able to prove. One day, my car was open and I had a lot of stuff inside. Someone opened my car and they nicely, you know, so one couple looks like they were there in the car. And there was an identity card also they kept. Can you imagine someone leaving an identity card after occupying your car? They left identity card. I took that and went to that, what is that, St. Gilda police station. And I gave them. Everything was intact in the car. Okay, there were many things, tools, etc. They didn't steal anything. The only thing they stole was mridanga. And I was wondering, why will that? So, I still don't understand why. So I went to the police station. They said, what? I said, my two-headed clay drum was lost. And I registered. They said, okay, register the case. They looked uninterested in me. Completely uninterested. And then I registered the case, nothing happened. We'll get back to you. It is now 6 years, 7 years. Nobody got back to me. Right? With an identity card. I showed them this identity was there. And then all they said that usually they leave fake identities from somewhere. So nothing happened. So how much can you budget for your car? These are all adhibodhic miseries that come. Somebody, even if you are normal, somebody will come and put expense in your head. And then you keep working like a donkey to earn all this money, right? Then we have tickets that will come. You have to budget. One ticket at least will come. 3 days back we got ticket. My son was driving somewhere, you know, $330 nicely ticket has come. 2 kilometers above the, 2 kilometers per above the normal speed limit. $330, right? Anyway, that has come. Then road assist you have to pay for. Then servicing you have to pay for. Logbook servicing, different normal servicing. All this just to go from one place to another. Can you imagine? Then parking permit. We had a temple parking permit, we have lost it now. Now I had requested Parthasarathi Prabhu 8:30, you know, to go and change the car. Otherwise that another fine will come. And we have to earn again. This is nonsense society we live in. The forest of material enjoyment. This is forest, absolute forest. So, the people have lost trust. You pay tax also, you don't know where the hell it goes. At least I'll tell you one thing is there, I admire Australia for. At least they give us good roads. In India, there will be no roads outside your house. And you will continue paying taxes for your grandfather has paid, great grandfather. That road will not be there. Nothing will be there outside your house. Till that bumpy road. By the time you reach, your tires will come apart. Right? Nothing will happen. Okay? So, people have lost trust in paying tax itself. Therefore, what happens? Tax consultants have come. And they will charge you now to save you your money. They will say, I know how to save your tax. Tax consulting will come. This was never there in the past. In Maharaja Pratap Rudra's time, there was no tax consultant. People used to pay taxes. Right? So, this is how the material world chokes you. The government and the, you know, your enemies in the ecosystem. They choke you, choke you. Then the wonderful corporate system. As if all this is not enough. Welcome to Grihastashram. Anyone with saffron, think about what I said. Okay. Then the corporate system gets you after that. In corporate system, it's beautiful. When you start work, what do they tell you? You are young, you have to work hard, you got to prove yourself. Correct or not? You have to prove yourself. Young blood, fresh blood we have taken. They will bring fresh perspectives, fresh certifications they will bring. And because they are young, they don't have family. They can stretch deliver, no problem. Give target, stretch deliver. So you are asked to work hard. And then, when they are not rewarded, these young fellows will run away. Correct? To some other job. And most of the people run away. They take experience in one job. By the time they finish their training, they go and take higher salary. This is what happens. In our office, we have called what is called as a graduate program. Last year, the management harassed me. I'll tell you how the harassment comes. My client, who I work for, my client tells me, we want the best in class, experienced people for ourselves. You better vendor, you get the right experienced people for my account. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll get like that. When I go to the office, they say, hey, Jagan, we have to look at our company margins also. So you can't get experienced people. Okay? Because one is your client is not willing to pay for them. So we have margin issue. So we have to take less experienced people and do the same job. You know, we have got a wonderful graduate program. We have selected the best in class people from universities in Melbourne. Okay, you take them and convince your customer somehow that they will be able to do the job. Now, how do I convince the customer? That fellow doesn't have any experience. He's just come out of the womb of his mother now. You know, how can I tell, convince the customer? Right? But they said, you have to take that. Don't tell this, huh? You are my client, that's why. We provide the best in class services. Okay. So, therefore, you know, we have to convince this, you know, fellow that this fellow will come. And then what I did was so much, and the management finally threatens. See, it's your KPI. You can choose if you don't want to cooperate with the management. It's a KPI for all of us. The moment they use that, then what happens? Then you know what you have to do. Yes, I will do. No. What is the problem? I'll do, sir. Okay. Then you do. Okay. And then I took this fellow. Okay. This fellow comes in. Young graduate. Nicely dressed. Half the time dreaming of his girlfriend and talking to her. Okay. So, I told him, yeah, welcome. I said, yeah, you have to do this. We will give you training. Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? Young fellow, right? And then we provided him training. I made one of my grumpy fellows. That fellow is again grumpy. My experienced fellow. He's saying, Jagan, why I should train that fellow? What increment I have got all over these years? I said, no, you please train. Management has said, please cooperate. Okay, it's good for next time I will give you increment. Okay. I will put it in your appraisal that you trained a new person, right? So I begged that fellow's lotus feet, and then that fellow agreed to train this fellow. Okay. Now this fellow, and then after 1 month I told, give me a status review, how he is going. So after 1 month, I was told that this fellow hardly comes to the company. I said, what happened? So he said his grandfather is not well. I said, grandfather not well, young fellow, so much attached to grandfather in this country. I said, not possible. Some girlfriend is going on here. He's enjoying outside somewhere in office hours. Finally, I caught that fellow. I asked him, what is happening? He said, no, I'll improve myself. I'll be there. Again, same thing. After 15 days, again, grandfather is not well, he's telling. I don't know what to catch him. If he says grandfather is not well, the story is finished. What can I tell? I can't prove his grandfather is okay. I don't know where he goes. And that too, if we do further with these fellows, you know what they do? They go to HR and say the managers are not understanding, their empathetic management is not there in this organization. And then the HR fellow will have a KPI, he is losing there. And then if he puts in his papers, the HR woman, manager, she loses her KPI. And then she will come and call me. Are you not able to inspire your employees? And then it is my KPI after that. And then my boss calls me. Oh my God, the forest of material enjoyment. This is forest. It traps you from everywhere. And this fellow, after inspiring him, and then another 3 months we trained him. After that he put in his papers and joined competition. Because now he is skilled in that area. And he got another salary hike. And then my manager catches me. My management is asking me, Jagan, why are we not able to retain our employees? We hired nice graduate. Do you understand how much graduate program costs for the company? And then I told my Ram Kahani to them, saying that this fellow half the time his grandfather was not well. You know, in Hindi there is a song, Teri Nani Mari to Mai Kya Karo. You know, so like that, your grandfather is unwell, what will I do, man? My life is miserable here. Like that. So this is how the corporate life, it chokes you, it chokes you. And then when it comes to promotions, okay, when you have to promote people, management gives you a quota, saying that only, you know that very well, there is a quota. They will say only 2% you have to of your team. Nowadays they have said 20%. 20% still is very bad. It means out of 10 only 2 will get promotion. And all 10 are working for you. Now who will you promote, who will you not promote? Therefore to 8 people, they Hindi we say goli pilane. No. We have to give them some kind of a nonsense alibi why they didn't get promoted. Right? And you have to keep your, what is that? You have to kill your conscience, no? And tell them feedback. Such that you can maintain, you know, attrition levels at control. So the middle management is you are butchered from the top as well as from the bottom. Like that. But we have to do what to do. This is corporate life. So everything is so difficult in this material world. And then if you don't retain these employees, if you go don't pay the remaining 8 fellows because you have not paid them, they will show you that they are important. What do you think? They will leave you or what? They will show you. Suddenly some system will go here and there. Incident management. Hey, I just did mistake, you know. What happened? I just did mistake. One payroll mistake. You know what the payroll mistake in an organization? You're finished. One payroll run goes wrong in the organization, you're finished. Right? All executives will come on top of your head. Right? And this one fellow, disgruntled employee, he just showed you that he's important in the organization. Next appraisal cycle, you take care of me. I will ensure I work. I will be very vigilant when I do my job. So this is, so from top pressure, from peers. And then what will happen? The peers, they are also watching. Because you got a position which they did not get. The peers are watching. So peers will go and tell this incident to the executive leadership. To put you down so that they can get your position. So from all sides you are choked. Actually this is life. I am actually speaking from my heart. I didn't need to prepare all these things. I have to control myself when I speak all this. Because all this gives you what? Stress and stress headache. Right? But we do all this. Why? Because of material desires. Ye dil mange more. Want more and more and more. Because of material desires, we get trapped in this system. And we can't get out of this. We have to operate within the limitations of this machinery. And just smile and keep going. Like that. There's no other way. So, how can we... and all this if you are following the law. For being a legal citizen. If you are... If you do something here and there, then it gets even worse for you after that. Right? So, how can we exit this situation? How can we exit this? This choking. Chapter 15, Lord Krishna says... Mamaivamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashasthanandaryani Prakriti Sthanikasati. All of us are struggling in this forest of material enjoyment because of our mind. Manashasthan. Because the mind wants more enjoyment. The mind wants money, power, position, financial security, this security, that security, good wife, car, house. Mind wants all that. Then what to do? Therefore, we have to work like a donkey to fulfill all these desires. Yesterday, I was telling in my Bhakti Vaibhav class, nowadays they have invented new way in corporate. Employee of the month. Since last few years, this madness is going on. Employee of the month. Employee of the month means, you know, it's like, you know, in India we say, moonfully de do. Peanuts you give to someone. Okay, if somebody is hungry, right? So employee of the month. So if someone is disgruntled, what you do is you print a certificate from the printer and you tell employee of the month. And what do you give? You give $100 Woolworths voucher. Okay. So that fellow gives you in return. And what is the billing rate for that person, do you know? So we give $100 once we give up. In 6 months, once it is given to that employee, $100 Woolworths voucher. But for the full year, that fellow earns the company thousands and thousands of dollars. And what do you give him? $100 Woolworths. And that fellow is also happy. I got employee of the month. He will go and show his wife and put on Facebook. Like that. This is how it tricks the donkey. The donkey is tricked with the carrot. Employee of the month. This is another nonsense that is going on. If you actually see, nothing you have been paid. Right? So, this is, you can't do anything in this system. But because we all have material desires either for ourselves, or sometimes we will say, I don't want anything for myself. I want to do for my family. मेरे बच्चे को तकलीफ ना हो, मेरी बीवी खुश रहे, in Hindi we say, of course my wife should be happy. My children should not suffer what I suffer. So we take that onus on ourselves. Okay. And then we again become donkey. Maha donkey after that. Right? So how this works, I was again sharing this in my Bhakti Vaibhav yesterday. When I look at my own life today, I followed the Quit India movement in 2000. Right? Because till that time what happened was, my family, I was just sharing yesterday also this. I lived in a very small flat, 375 square feet house. Okay. In a low income group in Mumbai. It's very difficult. I didn't find difficulty initially, but now I find it very difficult. I lived there also. It was not so much of a problem. But we managed that. But what happened? After some time when you get married and all, then what happens? You need a bigger house. You need a space, right? How will you do? Therefore you need a bigger house. And then that was one. The other thing was that at some point in time, my mother became a devotee. My father also is a devotee now. Of course, she's left this world. My mother left last year. But I didn't want my mother to struggle. I saw how she used to struggle. She used to go in the local trains to buy sabzi from a place called Dadar. You know, just because it will be, you know, 2 rupees, 3 rupees cheap. And I used to see her struggle. And then I said, I don't want you to struggle like this. Okay? And my mother said, one day she told me, will our struggles be over any day? And I said, you don't worry, I will take it up. He said, and then I was also telling, there was one Mr. Malhotra in our colony. Okay, he was a little bit well off. He used to go to Singapore and bring saris and all those, you know, some perfumes. They used to call scent. He used to bring all that. And he used to say foreign cheese. And then we used to look, will I be able to ever put this scent on my body? Psst, like that. And these are all small, small desires inside the heart. I'm sure I'm telling many of your stories. Small, small desires inside the heart. And then I said, I want to be able to do this for my parents. One day my mother should also have the perfume. She should also be able to wear nice dress and go. And I said, I will take up the challenge as the head of the family. I will study hard. And I will somehow quit India. In India it is not possible. Okay? That much fast to pay mortgage off. You have to come to this country and then earn. So did that, came here. Now it's been what? 21 years out of India. I have realized that paying mortgage was the least of my problem. My mother, before she left, she told me, we have everything. You gave us nice house, you showed me all foreign countries. Everything was done for her. All her material desires fulfilled. But she said, I lost my son forever in the process. Why? Because I lost my son, and more so ever, I'll tell you, person who is old, no? They want to see their grandchildren grow up in front of their eyes. That gives immense satisfaction to a grandfather. So they said, we never saw my son Aditya. They said, we never saw him grow up. We lost it forever. Because he was born and brought up initially in Japan, then US, then Canada, then Australia. Roam around everywhere. He said, we never saw his childhood. So what did we see in this life? What did I achieve? Now I have a very big house in a posh area. But that's all. You know, we can afford cars. But my son is not with me. And what happened? I can't go back. Even today, in COVID situation, father is alone. What to do? Or many of us face the situation. Can you do anything for your parents? And you feel guilt. We die with this guilt. This is the forest of material enjoyment. It traps you. It doesn't give you any choice. From various angles, it chokes you. You can't do anything. That's why Prabhupada says, we can't do anything in this case. This chastisement of the material world. It entices you to enjoy it, and then it hits you all from all angles, right? So this is our life. So at national level, so much for the personal life, but at national level also, many great leaders tried to solve national problems. Mahatma Gandhi tried to solve so many problems for India. But what happened? He could not satisfy all. If he satisfied through non-violence approach, if he could satisfy one class of people, he fell against the classes like Bhagat Singh, who said, non-violence? Nonsense. Kill those fellows. Otherwise, they are not going to leave. So should you use violence? Half the India was towards that. Should you use non-violence? Half the India was towards that. Can you satisfy everyone? No. In one office, we struggled to handle a team of 100, 120. What to speak of satisfying everyone in the nation? Nobody can satisfy. Right? So in a leadership role, you can't satisfy everyone. Some people will always curse you. And somebody eventually killed him. One day morning, Mahatma Gandhi was gone. Right? So this is how the material world, you cannot satisfy taking on any material designations on you. Father of the nation, head of the family, all these are what? Upadis. They are called as what? Upadis. Therefore, that beautiful verse is there. Sarvopadi vinir muktam tat paratvena nirmanam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. We assume all these identities. I'm the son of a son of someone, I'm the father of someone, I'm the wife of someone, I'm the husband of someone. Therefore, it is my duty. I'm going to ensure me, my family, my country, my society, my community, my nation. I'm going to fight for the rights. And at the end of the day, your own community, family, nobody is satisfied. You can't please anyone, right? Everybody is just miserable in this world. So this is why this topic is called as very nicely the forest of enjoyment. You are in the forest, you are lost, you go deeper and deeper and deeper, you don't know how to get out of it. And Kali Yuga is even more beautiful. What is the beauty of Kali Yuga? Tathashta anudinam dharmam satyam shaucham shamadaya kalena balina rajan nangshiti ayubalam smriti. With every passing day in Kali Yuga, satyam, truthfulness will go down, shaucham, cleanliness will go down, shama and daya, tolerance, compassion will go down. We can see it in COVID, how the dead bodies are being buried. No compassion, nothing. It is all chaos, right? Kalena balina rajan, by the force of time, nangshati ayubalam smriti. Age is going to be destroyed. People are going to live very short lives. Ayu, balam, strength is going to go down. Mental strength will anyway collapse before physical strength, right? And smriti, remembrance, memory, everything is going to go down. So, nothing, no Robin Hood is going to come in Kali Yuga and then bring in a new age. Nothing like that is going to happen. So, wise person will try to escape this forest of material enjoyment. There is a very beautiful pastime about governmental, you know, issues in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We will end our class with that pastime. It's a nice pastime. You know, because too much bad things we have spoken today. Let us speak about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Let us talk about some pastime now. Just to, you know, make your day nice. Otherwise you will go back in a very forest mode. What kind of class this rascal gave in the morning? Moody kharab ho gaya. So let's extricate ourselves from that and engage in some pleasantries of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. But it's not a very pleasant pastime, but still it gives us valuable lessons. So this is the pastime of Gopinath Patnaik. A very nice pastime about government. This is there in Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now why did Lord Mahaprabhu go to Jagannath Puri? He went there so that he could peacefully meditate. And Mahaprabhu himself wanted to be peaceful. And he was actually very peaceful. It is said that when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he used to have ecstatic conversations with Ramananda Raya on one side and Sanatan Goswami on another side. What better? Both of them talking about the heights of Krishna Bhakti and giving more and more satisfaction. But the material world is not like that. So simple. Mahaprabhu was not also spared. Okay. People went to him with management issues. Like that. Okay. So this is an example of that. How material world will not spare. So Mahaprabhu actually, other, you know, on top of Ramananda Rai's beautiful association and Sanatan Goswami on the other hand, of course it was vice versa also, they had Mahaprabhu's association. But still, from Mahaprabhu's point of view, let us see it. He had this association. Not only that, it is said exalted personalities used to visit Jagannath Puri to take darshan of Mahaprabhu. No, who were they? Prahlad Maharaj came there to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vyasadeva came there. Sukadeva Goswami came there. These kind of personalities used to visit. you know, Jagannath Puri to take darshan of Mahaprabhu. Now, amidst all this ecstasy, one day, one servant of Mahaprabhu came and informed. This was from the king's office. He came and informed that Mahaprabhu, your servant Gopinath Patnaik has been arrested. Gopinath Patnaik has been arrested by the king's office. And he has been sentenced to death by lancing. Do you know what is lancing? Sentenced to death by lancing. Lancing means piercing. And the way it used to happen is, there are spears which are there, and all you have to do is you have to sit on that. That's all. When you sit on that, what happened? Will death come immediately? No. First it will pierce slowly, 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 till it comes from the bottom till the top. Can you imagine that kind of death? Slow death. Nightmare. When I thought of it itself, you know, I thought, no, let me not read this pastime only. Just hearing the word lancing, right? It is such a horrible. It's better you are hung by the, you know, neck or electric chair. All others are easy. Lancing is the worst death punishment you can give to anyone. Slow death. You can see yourself dying. So, you can imagine the anxiety this person would have had. Gopinath Patnaik. Just imagine this. Put yourself in that position. You are sentenced to death by lancing, and now imagine. Oh my God. Right? Horrible. Now, Mahaprabhu said, why? Why Gopinath Patnaik? This kind of a punishment. Because he said, this fellow was given charge of some jurisdiction to collect taxes and give back to the government, but he has fallen short to pay the government by 2 lakh kanas. Kanas or whatever, I don't know what is that unit of measurement, but some unit, 2 lakh, big money basically during that time, 2 lakh kanas. Okay, he has fallen short. So, Mahaprabhu said, so what's going on there? So, he said that Gopinath Patnaik went to the son of the king. It was a son of the king who gave him that punishment. Okay. King was who? Maharaj Pratapradra. One of the sons gave this punishment. So he said that why did the son give this kind of a punishment? He said because he misappropriated it. But this much punishment? Okay. Yeah. Lancing. So he said, what does Gopinath Patnaik do? So he said, Gopinath Patnaik is now arguing, is now negotiating with them, saying that, look, you can take all my gross assets, whatever I have, plus, I have some valuable horses. You can take those horses and do a valuation and take back your money. But it was not so easy. Because what this son did was, this son was had a skill of valuation of horses. Like they value your horses, no, like that. So, when he valued the horses, he was undervaluing. That is what Gopinath Patnaik thought, that he was undervaluing the horses. Okay. Now, Gopinath Patnaik also, first of all, he is in a miserable situation. Okay, at least he could have taken a humble position. But what happened was, when the prince told him that this is, you know, this is the value of your horses, he taunted the prince. Now, the prince had a peculiar habit. He had a habit like this. If I keep on doing like that on the Vyasasana, what do you think? Like that, if I do like this, irritating, no? For the other person, right? So the prince had this habit. He used to look up at the sky and move his neck like this. This is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm not making it up. It's exactly mentioned there. What was the habit, right? So what happened? When this prince undervalued the horses, Gopinath Patnaik taunted that fellow. He told the prince, don't undervalue my horses. My horses don't have this habit. Now you can imagine. Hindi we say, dukti nas daba diya. No. You press him where it hurts him most. No. So now will the prince leave him now? Will the prince leave him now? He said, okay, I'll show you now who I am. Sentenced to death by lancing. I'll show you. Now you will look up to the sky now. Because when it pierces you. Like that. So this was nonsense going on. Right? So he said, my horses don't have a habit of looking at the sky and turning their necks. He said. So the prince became angry. Now, actually, what happened? When he went to Maharaj Prataparudra, the prince, saying that this fellow has not paid his taxes, this rascal, he's not taken some money. You know what? Maharaj Prataparudra, all of you know, was a very righteous king. Maharaj Prataparudra never gave a statement. Maharaj Prataparudra said, okay, give him something by which you recover the money first. Just do enough to recover the money. But because he hurt the ego of this prince, he gave him the punishment of lancing. And Maharaj Prataparudra was not even aware that this kind of a punishment my son has given, the prince has given to Gopinath Patnaik. So Lord this news went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All this was narrated to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now what did Mahaprabhu say? Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. Now he cannot take sides, right? Sannyasis don't interfere with governmental policies and all that. So Mahaprabhu said, yes, he took a neutral view. He said, yes, whatever Gopinath Patnaik has done is wrong. He should have paid the taxes to the government, and it is a duty to pay taxes to the king. If he has not done so, what can I do? Why are you coming to me? He told them. Why are you coming to me for this? What can I am a sannyasi. What can I do? Like that. So, what happened? But the devotees are very, you know, they will not give up. Because whatever it is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Patnaik was a devotee. So they again went to Mahaprabhu. They went to Mahaprabhu three more times. Mahaprabhu, please. Like sometimes you go to Maharaj, no, three times. Once Maharaj said no, again and again you go and irritate him. They went three times to him. Please Mahaprabhu, your mercy is required. After all, he is your close servant. And then Mahaprabhu said, what can I do? You people keep coming to me again and again. I am a sannyasi. You want me to go there and argue for him? And beg for money? Yes, a sannyasi is allowed to beg. Maybe $5 I can beg. I mean, 5 kanas, that's what Mahaprabhu said. I can beg for 5, but I can't beg for 200,000. This is what Mahaprabhu is saying. Okay. And that fellow, he has spent money on dancing girls. Gopinath Patnaik. You want me to go and argue for him? Why should I do that? I am only allowed to beg for my necessities. 2 lakh is too much, Mahaprabhu said. For me, you people are asking me to go and beg. So Mahaprabhu gave a solution. But you can do one thing. All of you can go to Lord Jagannath. He is very merciful. You can go and pray to him to save Gopinath Patnaik from this situation. Mahaprabhu said he is the supreme personality of Godhead. You go and somehow beg to him. And if he wants, he can do anything. So Mahaprabhu gave that instruction. So obviously the disciples went and played to Lord Jagannath. Now, to cut a long story short, what happened? The disciples then went and after some time they went and updated Mahaprabhu. All is well now. Mahaprabhu said, what happened? He said, what happened was, actually we went and told Maharaj Prataparudra that your son has given this type of punishment. So he said, but that is fine, but why did Maharaj Prataparudra change his mind after hearing that? He said, okay, my son has done so, okay, what can I say? But he said, no, we told him in a different way. Mahaprabhu said, what did you do? Now what happened? That devotees had also gone. The devotees are also very chalak, clever. When they told Mahaprabhu this fellow is going to be punished, they went and irritated Mahaprabhu 3 times. You remember? 3 or 4 times. So in the irritation, Mahaprabhu said, I am a sannyasi. I am trying to live here, blissfully hearing Krishna Katha. You people come to me with all these management problems. So I am going to do one thing. I am going to get the hell out of this place. I am going to go to Alarnath. Now, the devotees knew very much how much attached Mahaprabhu was, Maharaj Prataparudra was to Lord Chaitanya. Okay, so definitely they went and put it in Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra, what to do? That's fine, this fellow is sentenced. But anyway, Mahaprabhu will go to Alarnath. Like, they know where it will hurt him. Maharaj Prataparudra was an innocent king. He said, oh, no, how can I? Yeah, anyway, you know. He was waiting for an audience with Mahaprabhu. With great difficulty, he had pleased Mahaprabhu. Now, because Mahaprabhu is going away from there. So he said, in my kingdom, how can the Supreme Personality of Godhead go somewhere? He called his son, hey, what are you doing? Why you punished him by lancing at all? Nothing. Stop all this nonsense. Gopinath Patnaik, you are freed. He said, you please go and tell Mahaprabhu that not only am I freeing him of his punishment, but I will reinstate him in his current role as the collector. He will retain his job. On top of that, I will give a salary hike to him. On top of that, not only salary hike, I will organize a function and give him silken robes. Honor, mariyada. Will any boss do that in office? Even if he is giving you spot award, will he honor you with the silken robe and turban and all that in office? Nobody will give. So, Mahaprabhu was so scared that Mahaprabhu will go to Alarnath. He said, I will give him all these things. Right? And then further, and then Kashi Mishra was the one who came to know that. So Kashi Mishra said, okay, I will go and tell Mahaprabhu. But Kashi Mishra realized, if I go and tell this to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, who the hell asked you to go and tell him all these things, that I am going to Alarnath? Why you are going and putting pressure on that fellow? in future, obviously, people will say sannyasi interfered with the governmental system, right? And because of influence, even rascals are getting out. Mahaprabhu did not want to set that example. But devotees again are very clever. So what they realize, going to Mahaprabhu, it will not work. So they told Maharaj Pratap Rudra, you don't tell Mahaprabhu like that, okay? That because, you know, Mahaprabhu will go to Alarnath. You, Maharaj Pratap Rudra himself gave the solution, okay? He said that you tell him that I have so much affection for Gopinath Patnaik and his family. Therefore, out of my affection, you know, what is there? Like, just like a father-son, we are all, you know, in movies we see that also. You know? In India, it worked like that. You know, you do some offense, then you tell the police, you know, will you put your sister in jail? Even in shops, you know, when you negotiate, you know, especially the elderly, you know, ladies, they know how to negotiate in a shop. The fellow says 20 rupees. So, Behan, like your sister, maybe 15 rupees. Like that. Behan se paisa hai.
This is how it is. So, therefore, put family relationship, put emotions, and then somehow, you know. You, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, you go and tell Mahaprabhu like this. And then these devotees go and tell Mahaprabhu that story. And then finally what happened? Mahaprabhu, they say, no, it is nothing to do, it go. Because of his immense affection, suddenly he just come for the family of Gopinath Patnaik. He has been reinstated. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra said that these small things happen within family, it's okay. Not to take it so seriously, you know, all these things. What do you like? Okay, within family, all these things. So they underplay the whole thing. Like that. So this is the pastime. But more importantly, what we wanted to say through this pastime is, Gopinath Patnaik, Mahaprabhu asks, finally, okay, now that Gopinath Patnaik is relieved, tell me one thing, he went through so much anxiety for Lansing, but when he was put on the lance, what happened? How did he react? What was Gopinath Patnaik doing? Now, all of us can close our eyes and think that we are Gopinath Patnaik and we are going to be priest from down under. Right? What will be your consciousness? Can I safely say that we will be scared? Can I safely assume that? I'm sure we can. Right? All of us will be dead scared, right? I will die even before the lance by heart attack, right? Cardiac arrest, right? And I'll pray that COVID takes me before the lancing, right? But actually, you know what Gopinath Patnaik was doing? Whatever he was, he made a mistake, but he was a devotee of the Lord. It is said that he was continuously chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Continuously Gopinath Patnaik was just chanting this. And he said that he was chanting a specific number of rounds, and after that he was putting marks on his body. Like that, after those rounds. So Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, he was very pleased. He said, wow, this is good. I mean, Mahaprabhu was very good. Lansing means what? That this is my devotee. And Mahaprabhu felt very happy. So then Mahaprabhu didn't speak much. He said, okay, fine. And he was very happy. And therefore, you know, Gopinath Patnaik was pardoned. Like that. And then, Gopinath Patnaik came in front of Mahaprabhu after that. And what Gopinath Patnaik told Mahaprabhu? He said, you protected us exactly, Gopinath Patnaik and his family. You protected us exactly like Lord Krishna protects the Pandavas. By your mercy, our life was spared. And Lord Chaitanya told Gopinath Patnaik, be careful not to misspend government money, otherwise you will get heavy karma and suffering. And then Gopinath Patnaik said, my dear Lord, people say that I got your mercy. By your mercy, I have been saved. And history will tell about this. But I didn't get your real mercy. Your real mercy is when I will render service to your lotus feet. When you take me back into your service. That is, what is the point of this life? Just I got saved from Lansing. This is Gopinath Patnaik's consciousness. Real mercy is when I render service to your lotus feet. Just to get life is not your real mercy. Rather, service to you is real mercy. So Gopinath Patnaik was completely in a fearless condition. Because the goal of a devotee is not just to work hard and, you know, like an ass. It is to render service to the Lord. One who works for one's own sense gratification will never be happy. So, Prabhupada also had a lot of struggle with the governmental agencies. When Prabhupada started Back to Godhead magazine, Prabhupada found it very difficult, because when he printed his Back to Godhead magazine for the first time, World War II was going on at that time. World War II was going on. And Gaudiya Mutt was also very
unstable at that time. People who were of the Gaudiya mud, what they used to do? They used to fight for positions and rooms in the mud. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, you sell this mud and then you print books. And he told Prabhupada also, he had given instruction, if you have any money, print books. So Prabhupada wanted to print books back to God and magazine. Prabhupada had made nice cover, everything. And then Prabhupada was doing. But what happened? Because of world war, resources were crunched and government was not giving paper. So Prabhupada went through a lot of struggle. So he had to convince them. And what Prabhupada used? How did Prabhupada convince them? Prabhupada said, this world war cannot be stopped. Why is this world war coming? Because all of the countries are identifying with their nations. People are identifying with their bodies. My magazine is the only solution for world peace, because it will focus on the universal commonality of everyone as spirit soul, as servants of one supreme God. And so therefore Prabhupada struggled, you know, with that. He convinced the government authorities and then published his first Back to Godhead magazine. So this was the trouble that government also gave. So, and then again when he, the second time when he had to publish his second magazine, again Prabhupada went through a lot of difficulties. Again Prabhupada went and convinced them. How did he convince them? Prabhupada said, your Winston Churchill is giving very good, nice lectures, because he was a great speaker, a great orator, Winston Churchill. He said that, but who is respecting him? Only the Americans are able to appreciate his oratory. At the same time, the Germans are able to appreciate a different cricket and owl noise. They are attracted to another owl, correct? At the same time in India, they are attracted to what Mahatma Gandhi is saying, right? So who is correct? Who is wrong? Everyone is speaking from his own vantage point. So unless you come to a platform of dharma which is common to all, how can you bring universal peace? Like that, he kept on convincing. He also wrote letters to Mahatma Gandhi saying that, Mahatma Gandhi, with your efforts of like this, you cannot bring in peace, because you are also operating from an identity. Yes, no doubt you are doing a great service to the nation, but this is not the ultimate benefit. For the ultimate benefit, you have to give to the nation using your position now. Give them Bhagavad Gita. But it could not happen. Eventually, we lost it. Mahatma Gandhi was lost to the nation, right? So therefore, we see here that till the time that we go to the root cause of the problem and solve it from there, these kind of, the noise of these owls and crickets will continue unabated, and the world will see more and more flags. More and more flags means more and more ideologies, and more ideologies means more and more conflicts. So this is why Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness will save mankind at its darkest hour. And this particular section, Forest of Material Enjoyment, Jad Bharat is giving this very, very important, crucial knowledge to Maharaj Raghuna, because Maharaj Raghuna is the government, he is the king, right? So unless the leaders are educated about this, this anarchy will prevail in society. There is no other solution except for Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada ki jai. Any quick questions? One or two, very quick ones, because it's already, otherwise.
When you are coming in touch with devotees and your band of minds started changing with influence, and then you also noted that now your focus is moving towards this side, so you just want to engage in the material things, only where you know what is required, then the people around you, like your friends and family, they said that you are losing your competence, now you are going down. And you know, they create that sort of situation. So they look down upon, you know, person like who's heading in that. So how to deal with this situation?
Simple. Why are we scared that somebody is looking down upon us? If that fear goes away, then you will do something. You will start. We start living for you ourselves. You know, there was one saying: don't become a football of others' opinions. Okay. Who cares what others think? Right? At the end of the day, we know whether we are happy or whether we are not happy. So we have to work for our own supreme welfare. Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry about the world, first save yourself. Even the aircraft, they say, no? When there is oxygen goes down, first put oxygen mask on your face, then put on other fellow's face. If we ourselves are not happy in Krishna consciousness, how are we going to convince the others? Okay. But when we are happy, and we have to be happy, this is a very serious thing. If we are not happy in Krishna consciousness, we can never be a salesperson of Krishna consciousness. And to be happy in Krishna consciousness, we have to follow the process the way it is given. unless we take the medicine as prescribed by the physician, or why will the medicine work on us, right? If we continue to create offenses to devotees year on year, if we continue to ignore the holy name day after day, then the holy name will not give us the full benefits, and therefore it will not give us happiness. So we will continue, our miseries will continue despite our being devotees, and therefore we will neither become, go on that side, nor we are neither enjoying the material world and being happy with that, nor are we deriving the bliss which comes from practicing spirituality the way it should be done, right? But if we actually practice spirituality, we will find that actually when our relatives speak like this, we will not get anger, we will only feel compassion for them. But it's a big statement, it's not easy. You cannot be compassionate to someone if you are also envious of them. Why we get angry at our relatives? Because we are also having some envy. And who the hell are you to tell me that? Like that. Don't you know? I know the difference between body and soul. So what? Right? Are you happy knowing the difference that you are not the body? Nay, I am also struggling. You know? I am not happy. But if you are happy, then you will not be envious of anyone. And therefore what will happen? They will keep criticizing you. But they will eventually come to a point where they will ask you, hang on man, I have been criticizing you. I am trying to shake you. But you are just nicely chanting and dancing. Right? Very happily. So they will come and ask you, aapki twacha ka raaz kya hai? They ask fair and lovely, and what is the secret of your skin? So they will ask you, what is the secret of your happiness? Then you will say, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Like that. Then you can become a salesperson of that. So we have to be happy. So we have to take the ownership of being happy in Krishna consciousness. No one outside is going to make us happy in Krishna consciousness. That is my short. Yeah. Anything else? Yes, Prabhuji.
Sometimes it looks like the material world is very happening. We have cricket matches, when we have political elections and all that. And whether you like it or not, but I also happen to take sides of one of the political parties or one of the cricket teams like that. And then the result doesn't come your way. You know, it goes.
It is not your fault. It's the fault of the Indian BCCA.
Yes.
No.
Even about elections and all. The result goes the opposite way. And then how does a devotee take all these setbacks? What should we think?
Or does Krishna say, nah? So I used to get, you know, when India loses, especially to Pakistan, then you know it's not worth living. Life is not worth living. Correct? That is how we all used to think, right? We will all fast. Ekadashi, nirjal fasting. And when England loses to Australia, Australia loses to England, it's humiliation, right? The ashes. So therefore, again, this is because of upadhis, because we strongly identify as Indian. So if we strong in the 11th canto, there is a beautiful example where the Avadhuta Brahmana talks about the 26 gurus or something. And one of the gurus is I don't know which creature it was. I think, what was it called as? Forgot the name of the creature, something. But it is said that one creature was sitting in front of another creature, and this creature was going to get eaten by that other creature. So this creature is seeing death now. I am going to be eaten by this. So during the death, this creature is just fixing its eyes and consciousness on its captor. And what happens in the next lifetime? It takes the form of its captor. So whatever we identify with at the time of our death, we will attain that state without fail. So therefore, by practice, by constantly Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Hridayanta Stohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Surasatam, by constantly putting ourselves in the fire of the scriptures, our intelligence will get purified day in and day out, so that we lose our identity as belonging as Indians, right? Then we will not have a problem, right? Or as Gujaratis or as Maharashtrians, therefore we will not support. And anyway, I will tell you today, if you are talking about the IPL, okay, Mumbai Indians, they say, but hardly anyone is from Mumbai. The Chennai Tigers, whatever, I don't know what. But that fellow Mahendra Singh Dhoni is Chennai, but he is not even from Chennai. Okay. So anyway, it has got nothing. Actually, it is only the game of the industry. The politicians, the industrialists are making money out of this. If you see this reality, you will get detached from it. Very simple. Who is winning, who is losing? Neither Mumbai has won nor Chennai has won. Right? And even when you take India versus Australia, who has won, who has lost? So what devotees do in this match? Devotees go and do Harinam outside, no? to reduce the enjoyment of the match. But anyway, so we have to get rid of our upadhis. Because of our upadhis only, we think this fellow lost, that fellow won. At the end of the day, what is there? There is a you know, like the grandmother, we have to get grandmother conscious. Once the grandmother said, when seeing a soccer match, he said, what is this? Everyone is trying to run after one ball. Give everyone one, and everyone that everybody is happy. Why everyone has to run after one ball? Like, so if we develop that grandmother consciousness, we will be very happy. We will be completely detached from this.
Prabhu, just following on that question, during the recent presidential election between Biden and Trump, there was an odd rift among devotees because whoever the leader is going to impact devotees in daily lives. So a lot of devotees were supporting Trump and there were some few devotees were supporting Biden. And the drift was very apparent, you know, especially on Facebook, right? That helped me to actually get out of Facebook. But it's very surprising, in spite of all these things that we are learning, but even with like lot of devotees who had like, several years of experience in Krishna consciousness, when this crux of the matter came between Biden and Trump, the drift was very apparent.
Yeah, true. It's a statement, right? It's a realization you had.
Yeah, but just question, like, how can we...
See, neither Trump nor Biden is devotee. Neither of them know sambandha abhidhaya prayojana tattva. Correct. So only the misery will be shifted to a different kind of misery, that's all. Okay. People who themselves are blind to God consciousness, what kind of leadership they will provide? What will happen? If this fellow has, you know, if under Trump's administration, tuberculosis, malaria, etc. came, that fellow will solve those problems, but new diseases will come, okay, which another leader will come and do some patchwork. So Prabhupada said, the material world is a patchwork, that's all. All administration is a patchwork, like that. So none of these people are like Maharaj Yudhishthira or Maharaj Bharata, who will try to solve the problem, Maharaj Prithu, who will try to address the problem at its root level. So this is going to continue. So there is no hope. But more important, rather than worrying about the world, we have to really worry about ourselves. How do I get out? And this is not selfishness, this is smartness. We have to worry about ourselves. We have to get out of this material world. One day I was hearing a lecture. One Mataji asked the question, what will you do, Prabhuji, how to address forefathers' issue? So the speaker said, don't worry about forefathers. First of all, you save yourself. Forefathers to chale gaye. You are still rotting in this world. You worry about yourself first. Don't worry about forefathers. She was asking about some Pitru things and all those things. So don't worry about Pitru, worry about yourself first. Save yourself first in this world. So that is intelligence. Okay, I'll stop here because it's too much overboard. Okay. Kratrashima Bhagavatam ki. Material.